As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
Hey guys, welcome to Build Your Tribe. My name is Shalene Johnson, and this is a really exciting episode. This is part 4 in a series. Now, if you missed it, go all the way back to part 1, which is entitled The Changing Economy of Free. What I've been doing is sharing with you some of the experiences, the actual case studies as they've developed inside the Marketing Impact Academy. In this lesson, what you'll be hearing is Dr. Michaela's story after, as many of you have probably encountered, just a shutdown almost or a halt of your business when something breaks. Suddenly a WordPress plugin doesn't communicate with another plugin or Facebook ads have been banned. Something is always happening. That's how things go when you're an online entrepreneur. It's never perfect and we're always at the mercy of technology and social media. But what happens when there are so many elements outside of your control and you're a solopreneur and you don't have a huge team and you don't have people who are running your websites who are working for you full time? This is the story of Dr. Michaela. She's an online expert, but in addition to that, she runs a full-time practice out of her office seeing clients, and her expertise is not technology. So in this episode, you will hear how she too was able to create a baby or an introductory offer and find out exactly how that worked for her to understand what products and programs to develop next, how to create a beta test that allows you to improve and to make the adjustments to a course and make it even better and then increase the price and figure out, you know, what is that price threshold? All of that and more in today's episode. Off to the show. So I'm here today with Dr. Michaela, and Dr. Michaela is a graduate of the Marketing Impact Academy. She's also a renowned expert and a brain expert.
Yes.
She also happens to be a fantastic businesswoman and a speaker, a motivational speaker, and has helped to change thousands of people's lives by helping them to find solutions online, which is a fantastic thing for other people to hear, especially in your industry, because I think you would agree, most doctors assume, well, I've got to see my patients to treat them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. They've got to be face-to-face, which is how they get stuck in the office.
Yeah.
But it's that transition that they're afraid to make. The transition that they're afraid is, like, you know, I mentioned earlier, they're afraid to make the transition because they'll lose what they already have if they make the transition.
Meaning the transition from seeing people in person, like trading time for money, to helping people online. They're afraid to make that transition because they think they'll lose their...
They'll lose their clientele. Bread and butter. They're afraid to
make
that.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Is there a stigma in your industry, like, that you're not supposed to be doing this?
You mean as a clinician?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, there is.
Absolutely. We have so many rules. We've got a board. I think you have to really be comfortable with, A, who you are, you have to like yourself, and you have to not be afraid you're going to lose your clientele, and you have to just be yourself and go out there. And it's everything that they teach you not to do in school, basically.
What do they teach you? Well, you know, like most professions, they don't teach you how to be in business. You talk to dentists, talk to lawyers, talk to doctors. Mm-hmm. That's the thing they don't teach you in school is how to be in business.
Yep.
So having said that, are you able to do therapy online?
You cannot do therapy unless you have like an international license.
Okay.
You can do that all over the place. But the whole goal is, I mean, unless you're trying to just you know, take what you, the model you do already, you're seeing clients all day. Do you want to do more of that online?
Yeah.
Because then you're still basically, your time has to still be in front of your clients online still. So the whole goal is, and I think a lot of people forget that when they make this transition, is you don't want more clients like that. You want something that you can share with 20 people or 100 people, as opposed to just the one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where your programs and your products, you know, start coming into effect.
That. I wasn't planning on asking you this, but it made me wonder, how did you decide that you wanted to serve people as opposed to being the expert to other experts? Because I think that's a jumping off point for a lot of people. They're like, okay, so who is it am I serving? Am I serving other therapists? Am I serving other clinicians? Or am I continuing to serve people, but in a different way?
People are easier. I'll tell you why. Because clinicians are, they're, you know, the people, they want that change. They want those things. Clinicians don't necessarily want that. I don't want to spend time convincing somebody of what to do. I don't want to have to, you know, wrestle with them.
Yeah.
And clinicians, you're wrestling with them. They're just, it's so hard to get them to make those changes. So with people, they already, they want what you have to offer already.
Great point.
And it's easier.
So if you're trying to figure that out yourself, you know, who am I marketing this to? Am I marketing this to people who want to be in my position? Or am I marketing it to people who I can help with my knowledge? And I think that's a really important thing to consider is the person who could benefit from this knowledge, are they open to it? Do they want to receive it? I remember when I was creating fitness programs for instructors, the one thing I saw as a very obvious need was how to improve skills as an instructor, like how instructors could improve their skills and make themselves more marketable. But they didn't want that. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone already thinks they're the cat's meow and they should probably be doing what you're doing. You just got lucky, you know? So that's something to consider. Dr. Michaela is here today because she has created what we like to call a baby offer after having created large courses, really robust, huge academies that can pretty much solve the world's problems.
Pretty much. I mean, yeah, I did everything backwards now, according to MIA. You know what I mean? Everything
well, according to the world. Like, we have so much more intel now on how to serve people, like, from beginning to end. And Michaela, very much like I have, you start with, like, okay, I know, like, everything you need to know, so let me put it together for you, and then let me see if you are ready for this. And we used, Michaela was part of our case study in creating baby offers to see how that could help people build a list of actual buyers. So her first baby offer was the
End Emotional Eating Program.
End Emotional Eating. Okay. Mm-hmm. So End Emotional Eating. So let's just walk people through, like, where you were before End Emotional Eating. So you had two other programs?
I had three other programs.
Okay. So tell us about those and the price points.
So I started with the Unstuck program, which was a $900 program.
Unstuck is huge. It's a $900 program. You get into, like, every area of their life.
Mm-hmm.
You're basically walking them through the whole process of starting, you know, at the very beginning and going through every area that might be keeping them stuck. And it's incredibly robust. It's like if you had a year to do therapy with somebody.
Pretty much, yeah. It was where I first started, and I was trying to recreate, which is what we kind of what we do as clinicians. How can I take, if you know you're good at what you do, how can I take this magic and now put it online?
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, I realized, oh, okay, here's what's not working. So let me create a bigger program, which is the Unstuck, or which is just Unstuck 2.0.
Okay.
And it's different. The Unstuck program is just audio bilateral tones.
Okay.
Unstuck 2.0 is visual.
Okay.
Bilateral tones. So I went.
So then,
I went
up. Did
you
get rid of the first Unstuck? You evolved it, I should say.
I evolved it because they're completely two different programs. Completely.
Sure.
So then I went up, and you're going to notice I went all these different directions.
And then there's a program before then you realize, okay, a lot of people aren't ready for Unstuck, so I'm
basically
going to create.
Yeah. I can create an in session.
And in session, tell us the price point first.
So in session is $297, a $300 program.
Okay.
And throughout this whole journey, it was like, oh, okay, this is where their roadblocks are, so I need to create this. And this is where their roadblocks, so now I need to do this. So I just kept walking backwards.
Mm.
Whereas had I started from the very beginning with the small beta test, I would have, you know, saved myself from, oh, here's what's not working, and start with what I know is going to work.
Yeah.
And walk them forward.
Love it. Okay, so In Session is a program that kind of you would, in hindsight now,
you realize In Session was probably the program people needed before they were ready for Unstuck?
Yeah, it's the foundation, basically.
It's the foundation. Okay, mm-hmm. Cool. And even with that program, marketing it means an email list. It means, you know, you were doing webinars, you were doing all the traditional forms of marketing that we're going to get to in the Marketing Impact Academy. But it takes time. It takes time to build a list and to mm-hmm. then understand Facebook ads and how to run mm-hmm. Facebook ads to drive traffic to a webinar, then how to deliver on a webinar so that it converts and it sells. And, you know, there are a lot of pieces in place there and expertise that you may not have. So you rely on experts that you hire online, mm-hmm. which, of course, then means when you're hiring consultants, you're at the mercy of, well, I hope they're as good as they say.
Right.
And you ended up in a position where just...
Where I had to shut my entire online business down, basically.
I shouldn't laugh. I'm laughing only because, like, I've been there. Like, yeah. And I think probably everybody else has been there, too. It's like... I have no idea what just happened and who I can trust and what I actually need.
Yeah, yeah.
So, which was a perfect time. I'm like, hey, let's just try this case study at this exact moment because it means funds coming in. And so you created your program, which was called End Emotional Eating.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason why, and I'm just going to walk you back through this because I know you feel, I hope that you feel at this point in the Marketing Impact Academy, you understand kind of the basis of what knowledge needs to be considered when you're thinking about a beta test or a baby offer. So you've walked through that process and she realizes, okay, this is what people want. This is like mm-hmm. a really good first step. This is like the day. If I've got a day with you, mm-hmm. she says, everyone, you know, people come into my office and they think that the big issue is, well, I just need to lose weight.
Right.
And so she creates a program called End Emotional Eating. It's all content she knows, just like what it is you're going to create. You know it. You know it inside and out. So if someone were to sit down with you right now for 2 hours, you would be able to tell them everything you need to. And so because of that, Dr. Michaela was able to create a really successful course in less than 5 days.
No, it was like 2 days.
It's crazy.
It was 2 days.
Once you had the outline, you sit down, you create, you already had the worksheets and the PDFs and the content. This is what she does day in, day out. And created this program and immediately went to live stream and started mm-hmm. just explaining what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And sales?
Sales in, I think, 2 days was $2,000.
Nice.
In 2 days. And I only had one PDF and 2 audios.
Okay.
But I took basically, if I only had
And
one
how many
session,
videos was it? 5?
No, let me think. How many videos? It was one.
I think it's 5.
Four.
Four?
Four
okay.
videos. Four short videos.
Four videos. She offers it at $19.99. It included, at the time, during her beta launch, 4 videos, which were lessons, accompanying audio, and PDFs. And mm-hmm. so right away in 2 days, you're making $2,000. And, you know, that's not going to make anybody a millionaire, but it's got to feel good when, until that point, it's just money going out, money going out, money going out.
But it does make you a millionaire in this sense. I just realized that, okay, I have just started. These people, like let's say I had 300 people in 2 days.
Okay.
These 300 people are also now the same 300 people that are now going to go into In Session, that are then going to go into the Unstuck program, that are then going to go into,
yes.
and I don't have to work so hard yes. to get people that are like, and when you just start in the middle, you're going to lose them.
Yes.
Because they're overwhelmed. They don't understand. It wasn't the right sequence. And that.
Amen, amen, amen,
right,
amen,
right,
amen.
Right, right.
It's like awesome. It's something that wasn't available before. Like you did kind of have to wonder, okay, mm-hmm. I think I'm going to create this thing and I'm going to come out and surprise,
yep.
here's my program. I hope everybody likes it. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, that's why I think so many people have dumped thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars into trying to develop things. And they assume, well, maybe I just don't have that magic sauce, or maybe there's something wrong with me, or maybe I need more social media. And the truth is, this takes the guesswork out. So she's created End Emotional Eating. And the reason why we're here today is because this is going to happen for you too. And I want you to know, like, okay, what's next? Because when you offer your course, as did Dr. Michaela in beta, you're typically, the average person is going to launch this without a list. Now, if you have a list, fantastic. It's a great place to launch it. But if you don't have a list, what you're doing is you're taking it to social media.
Mm-hmm.
You're perhaps speaking at engagements where you can talk about your baby offer. And you yourself are basically using your existing audience to sell your beta offer, your baby offer, if you will.
after that point, eventually, your existing audience has been saturated. So what do you do next? And that's what we're going to talk about. Mm-hmm. So these are the steps you will follow after your baby offer. If you've not yet created your baby offer, I want you to stop listening or stop watching at this point and focus on getting your baby offer done. But just know that your next steps are here for you. So here's the deal. Once you realize, like, okay, sales are starting to slow down because I've pretty much saturated my own audience, then you have two choices. You ready? Choice number one is to evaluate the feedback, the responses, what you decided by taking people through it as a beta, if it needs more. And then once you've decided if it needs more, you've got the opportunity to raise the price or make it better. Mm-hmm. So obviously at $19, you know, where are you at? What have you decided?
It's now a $59 program.
Okay.
And, you know, here's what I love most about this. I am like a beta lover. Like, first of all, let's be honest, I didn't even know what that was.
Yeah.
Remember, I didn't know what beta test program was. So I'm just putting it out there. I mean, I got this beta test program and I just knew that it was something that I'm going to offer to people. And in exchange for this very low, you know, price, this program, they're going to give me the feedback
right.
and the comments. And that is what I have learned is so valuable because
yes.
that feedback is what helped me to launch the End Emotional program.
Right.
Which I launched for $59.
Beautiful.
And so it's like they give you, I used to send out surveys and to try to get that information. And that was a lot more work.
And people, and it's like the people who really, really love you reply. And you honestly need feedback from people who don't really love you in order to make your programs better.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you find by going through the beta process? What did you discover needed to be changed that otherwise you wouldn't have known?
What did I think needed to be changed
like,
about the
beta? How did you improve the course?
Oh, gosh. It wasn't so much how I needed to improve it. It's where it gave me permission because I can't say that I needed to improve it so much because everyone had great results.
Yeah, they did.
I had very few. Out of 200-300 people, I probably had less than 5 people say something that wasn't working for them.
Mm-hmm.
But it gave me permission to know, oh, I can now take them further because this worked.
Yes.
So now this gives me permission. I can take them further to the next step. And it gave me the little pieces where, okay, I didn't know. It reminds you when you are, especially a clinician or any expert, we think that people automatically know stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it made me realize, oh, people don't even necessarily know what they're feeling.
Yeah.
People don't know what an emotion is.
Yeah.
People don't know these things. And it made me realize, oh, I need to now take that information and that. They just laid it out for me.
Oh,
the program.
That's what's really fun about it.
Mm-hmm.
So did you make any changes to it? Did you add any videos? Did you add any?
I added 5 more PDFs.
Did you add those because you were like, oh, I see where they're kind of getting stuck and I can see extra work that they could do that would help them through this?
It was both. I saw where they were getting stuck and where they wanted to go.
Okay.
I mean, these people were like, ready to like go to the next thing.
Nice.
So I gave them both.
So 5 more PDFs and what else?
5 more PDFs and 5 more videos.
Wow. Okay. So that's the beauty of a beta test. It's an experiment.
Mm-hmm.
It's an experiment where the people who you plan on helping on their journey are saying, we are here on the ground floor with you. And if you go and actually interact with them, and right now we're talking about an online academy, but this can be true whether you have an online academy or you've got a gym or a restaurant or you've got a business where people walk in through the doors. If you're a good listener, and you have to be a good listener, and you have to make it an open environment where people can share truthfully what it is they want so that they're telling their friends about it and so that they're on this journey with you. Because it's anybody can get a customer one time. It's so much easier for you to take care of somebody on their journey where they're like, I've got my go-to expert. You know, they become a brand loyalist to you. And that's what we want to create as lifers. People are like, whatever it is you're doing, I'm a lifer. I trust you. You've given me results, and therefore, I'm ready to move forward with you. Okay, so in that process, what did you figure out they want next in reading their feedback? Like, where are they ready to go?
Mm-hmm. What I realized is that, and I knew that I was going to be, I already knew I had these other programs, right? So I knew that this needs to be a journey.
Yes.
So I made sure that throughout, not only creating it, but also throughout my marketing of that I reminded people that this is a foundation that mm-hmm. you're not only going to use in this area of your life, but this is going to set you up for not only curving or changing or eliminating emotional eating, but also to eliminate other things in your life, to make these changes, to build your confidence, to et cetera, et cetera.
So you're foreshadowing
so
next
I'm
steps.
So I'm foreshadowing the next steps.
Okay.
So to let them know, yeah, that we're, you know, this is where we're starting. But don't, you know, I didn't want to put myself into one little small place
right.
where it had to be another food program necessarily.
Right. Okay, very good. That's really good because it's in the language that you're knowing that your baby offer isn't the end of the journey. It's the beginning. And oftentimes, as the expert, when we create a baby offer, it almost feels like, I feel this is such a beginner thing, and I don't want them to think we, you know, start and finish here. I want them mm-hmm. to know that they have the ability to progress. So by using language where you're saying, in it, you don't, even if you don't know the name of your future program or your future offer, to say, in a future course or in future lessons or as we progress, mm-hmm. that gives that person who's given you their trust, it gives them the idea that, you know, there's a place to go mm-hmm. with you mm-hmm. as the expert. Okay, so now let's talk about, you know, you're working on creating additional programs that continue us along this journey mm-hmm. and knowing that the place that we want to get them to next is in session. Mm-hmm. So without giving us a name, but in terms of what information you gleaned from their experiences inside mm-hmm. of your program, what is it you realize, like, okay, you know what I can tell is kind of the next step, that in-between step? What do they mm-hmm. what do they want next?
Are you asking me specifically mm-hmm. in terms
yeah.
of mine? I need to do something in between. Mm-hmm. For a lot of people, they have the already programs made or mm-hmm. built. So I always made sure to say, because you know, people always want to go to the next thing.
No one wants to be a beginner.
Right, which was me saying, but I'm not going to talk about that now because that's going to be in my in-session program.
Okay.
I'm not going to give you that because that's way down the line and unstuck. So I let them know that's down the line. But it made me realize, okay, between in-session and end emotional eating, people don't understand how the brain operates.
Ah.
In-session's more about relationships and how
yeah.
how we get these things, how we get confidence, how we get acceptance, all that stuff. But they don't know about the brain. And so I think that needs to be more...
Awesome.
Yeah.
And you know what else is important in that is when you're talking about a brain, right, mm-hmm. it doesn't feel as scary as talking about relationships mm-hmm. or, our own emotional needs. Mm-hmm. Like talking about the brain, that's a safe step.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of this journey that we have to create, knowing that people have to be ready from a knowledge standpoint, from a trust standpoint, from a development standpoint, no matter what it is that you're offering, they have to be ready for it emotionally and mentally too, because everybody wants transformation, but they don't want it to sound uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so taking them on this journey is going to be fantastic. So
yeah.
I love the idea that you already know where we're going with it. It doesn't have to be named. We obviously know that price point is probably going to be below in session.
Mm-hmm.
And she knows generally we've already got clientele who are asking for it. They're ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we do with this Unstuck program? Well, step one is to figure out, do we launch it now at the introductory price, or do we take the price up? So Michaela's decided to make the program more robust and offer it at $59. Now what do we do with it? Okay, so here's what we do with it from this point forward. You can continue to offer it from time to time in social media. And the way you want to do that is not by selling it,
mm-hmm.
but by picking any general piece of content where, for example, you might be talking about that there's a holiday coming up
mm-hmm.
and emotional eating. And then it's just a brief mention.
It's a tie-in.
Yep, just a simple tie-in.
Yep.
And, you know, once you start serving people, you don't have to sell anymore. They're like, what is it? And then you'll see, like, people will, for you, will start, you know, posting the link on where to get
mm-hmm,
it.
Mm-hmm.
That's one way to do it. Of course, then you can create a banner ad for your website.
Mm-hmm.
You can put a link to it in all of your... So you don't have to necessarily use a freemium link in your social media post. You can just use a link directly to your sales page.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You can do that. You can also do that on, like, Pinterest, all of your pins on social, on Facebook, anything that links directly back to your website. Rather than take them to your website, why not take them to something that you have to offer?
Right.
So then the other, you know, next stages on this are, of course, you have an email list.
Mm-hmm.
So my recommendation would be to now offer it to your email list. But here's the deal. They still need an explanation of what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So what Dr. Michaela has been doing to this point is going on live stream and basically doing a live explanation of what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And if she were to just send people on our email list directly to the sales page, they don't have an explanation yet. Even though they know her, they don't have an explanation of what this is. So my suggestion would be to set up either a webinar where you're inviting your existing list to join you on a webinar. And, you know, you've obviously had great success with webinars. And or you can invite your existing list to join you on a live stream. You know, because you don't always have to do a webinar. There's a lot of power, I believe, in just going live on video. Because, you know, consumers are pretty smart, too. We've kind of been trained to think, like, if I'm doing a webinar, I know you're also going to sell me. And I also know I'm probably not going to see you. I'm probably going to see slides. And it's just an easier way to connect is when they can see you and they can hear you and they can actually ask questions. So my suggestion would be to start using your email list, but to send them to either a webinar or a live streaming video. And then from that point forward, you can then start creating webinars that actually build your email list. So what Dr. Michaela could do is create a simple webinar that can be evergreen. And there are lots of programs that allow you to run them evergreen. And what I mean by evergreen is it's a software program. You enter the time and date that people are going to show up for the webinar. It's pre-recorded or live, either way. And you're going through a webinar that you know converts. And I always tell people, like, you have to practice, you have to run that webinar over and over and over and over and over until it converts. You know, you just, if it bombs the first time, so what? You do it again until you can get your, you know, conversion, meaning the number of sales you get at the end. So a good webinar, you should walk away from a good webinar feeling like, wow, that was useful, that was helpful. And at the same time, people should have an invitation to take it a step further and join your program. But here's the deal with a webinar. If you can run ads to your webinar from your Facebook page, or you can run ads from YouTube or Instagram, or you can just promote your webinar on live stream. Anytime someone joins your webinar, they're on your list. And so that's really a win-win. And then ultimately, what the journey should look like is they're starting at end emotional eating. Because this is the one thing she realized in doing her focus group and doing her research, is that her clients, oftentimes, no matter where they ended up, they often came and started talking about body image and weight loss.
Always. It was something that was just so across the board. It was just an easy... people were, you know, begging for something with body image. And it was such a general topic too, that I could kind of, you know, talk about it in any direction, whether it was body image or, you know, you're afraid to put yourself out there, or, you know, you feel like, you know, it's affecting your confidence, or it was just such a general topic that it was easy to kind of reach so many people.
Yeah.
It was just so big.
And that's the beauty of a program like this, because now, even though it's kind of a general beginning starting point, she already knew this is where people start. And even if this is where people start and I know where they need to go, this is where they're comfortable starting, and she can build that trust through a product journey. So your product journey should very closely mask or follow your customer journey. And by journey, I mean their own development. And you're really taking that into consideration, and your next steps are often detailed for you if you listen to your customers. Your customers are going to tell you what they are ready for next. Even though you know what they need, it might not be what they want next. So this is a great example, and we're excited to watch Dr. Michaela's progress. Thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us here today.
Yeah, thanks for the beta test.
Yeah.
Education.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Build Your Tribe. I'd like to invite you to attend one of my free trainings on how you can build your brand, grow your business, and attract more followers using one of my favorite social media platforms, Instagram. Sign up for my free webinar by going to howtoinstabrand.com. That's howtoinstabrand, B-R-A-N-D.com. Trainings are free, and I would love to share with you my top tips.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.